Truth be told, you have to ask yourself, what is my motivation? Why do I want to be great? Why do I want to be on top? Why do I want to be intelligent? Why do I want to be significant? Why do I want to be? Because the authenticity of the motive will determine the elevation. The authenticity and the purpose of the motive, the purpose for the motive will determine the elevation and the transformation and the occupation. The purpose, the authenticity of the reason will determine the elevation. It will determine what we do and what we accomplish and what we occupy. But until then, mismanagement of motive will always keep us behind. We will never begin, we will never start, even though we want to sincerely. We can never overcome the authenticity of the motive. What is the real reason I want to be rich? What is the real reason I want to be wealthy? Why do I want to go into business? And regardless of the flattery or the terminologies that we use to make the motive sound pleasing, life and the atmosphere and the frequency of all things will always know the authentic reason that's covered up by the flattery or the creative talk that we put out there. A lazy man can't be king, no matter how great he or she sounds in trying to be so. What is the actual reason? When the reason is true, the occupation will happen. The occupation will happen. You will occupy what is for real. We're not supposed to go through these many ups and downs, but maybe that's a blessing in disguise to help you and I to see if our reasonings for movement are true and righteous. Are they pure? Because so many times we're trying to hustle to keep up with the fad or the look of something that we feel holiness is not right. Holiness will always be right. And I'm not talking about long skirts, black pants, white shirts, and no makeup. Holiness, the nature of God, the righteousness of God, the history of God, all of the powerful essences of God that empowers him to create, the ways of God that legitimizes his authority. He's not just God, just to be God, but his motives are pure to the point it legitimizes him to be fully Lord and fully master of all things. So are your members pure? Are your righteous thoughts legitimate? Are your reasonings and motives legitimate? Why do you want to lead? Why do you want to serve? Why do you want to create? Because the authenticity of the motive will determine the elevation, the transformation, and the occupation. Are your reasons true? Have you even determined your reasons, or are you just making them up? Have you paid significant detail, or is your hunger your survival, and is your lack responsible for your reason? When my motives are true, I will pay attention with my details, and I will know every ounce of every instrument that's connected with the reason. But when desperation is just throwing anything out in the sun, it won't happen. And so I've learned that my motives must be true, that the purpose of my reason must be legitimate in order for transformation to come. Not for it to come outside of me, but for me to produce. Because when I know I'm lying, I will never be truthful to myself. When you are lying, you will deny the truth being spoken to you, because that will stop everything you're trying to do. But when your motives are true, you will be truthful to yourself, and transformation will come, and elevation will come. And finally, occupation. That means I will achieve what I set my mind to do.